food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on?
It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 15 August 2021. And we're trying to get a hold of our guest for the night. We're having problems with that. So it may just be me and you for a little while. I mean, we'll do what best we can do, right? I'm glad you have us tonight. I'm glad you're with us tonight, wherever you are in the country. And I do mean that. And I mean that sincerely. And thank you all for the kind comments on this past Saturday's Bible study. Especially Daryl Eberhardt out of Pennsylvania. But I want to thank you all for the kind comments. Thank you, Bill. All of you. I'm glad you appreciate what I tried to teach this past Saturday. And by the way, we're going to have church again this weekend, Lord willing. At 10:30 a.m. Eastern, we will go in. And, of course, we always have the prayer request and praise reports the first half hour or so. Then 11:30, we start into current events. This week, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to bring up a gentleman who's on the program here this past Wednesday night. Kevin Gallagher is going to be in. He's going to fill in with a lot more information about AI, how it is absolutely being used to ensnare us people. And believe me, folks, it really and truly has. Matter of fact, I'll share some information with him unless we get over a guest tonight. We're supposed to have James McCanny on, and James is not answering his phone or his Skype. I don't know exactly what's going on with that, but we'll do the best we can to get by. And we'll also, of course, take phone calls, as always, because I want you folks to give me your 2 cents worth and chime in with your ideas and get a chance to speak to the world about what's on your heart and mind. And I hope you'll do that. I really do. And I ask you tonight, if you don't mind, I mentioned a couple weeks ago to pray for Norma Wiley's husband, Glenn. As you know, I did his funeral, his graveside service last Wednesday. He passed away. Norma's having some problems now, folks. Norma is one strong lady. She's a few years older than I am, but she's very much active lady. She's having trouble with her legs a little bit. And I ask you to keep Norma in your prayers. You know, she milks a cow, raises a big garden, makes butter, does all the things that a farm woman does. And she's having trouble with her legs bothering. So keep Norma in your prayers. Please, your prayer warriors. It's very important that you do that. She's a lady that a lot of people miss, including me, for a lot of reasons. But keep her in your prayers, if you don't mind. We'll mention, we've still got a few T-shirts left. Now, I mean, very few. $10 a piece while they're here. Folks, if you have one that'll fit you, if you want to call and see what we have, believe me, unless you're backward and don't want to draw any attention to what you say on your shirt, this shirt will get people's attention. You may have a chance to witness to them about the farce of the coronavirus and all the lies about that. You can't, if you want to receive the T-shirt, call us. $10. Just see whatever size we have left, folks, at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. I wish you'd call and ask about them while they're still. I hate to just give them. Well, I don't mind giving them away, but I'd just like somebody to wear them. You know, that's what's most important. Because they're too good looking a shirt and too important a message not to wear. and offer the book deal, once saved, always saved, the fallacy of that damnable doctrine for $5. Thanks to a friend of ours out of Texas who sent some of them to put the send out. Folks, we want you to have that, because that doctrine has been, especially in the Baptist denomination, it's one of the most vicious lies ever brought forth out of any false teaching. Once saved, always saved, live like hell, go to heaven theology. Say you're saved, go up and get baptized, shake the preacher's hand, and don't worry about what you do after that, because it doesn't count anymore. You've been saved forever. All your sins forgiven in the past, present, and future sins, all forgiven. Just live any way you want to. Don't make any difference in, because you were saved. That doesn't make any sense, does it? Because it doesn't make sense. It's not true. But $5 the book to cover that if you want to get a copy of it and read it for yourself. And I suggest you do that. Now, again, it's just me and you tonight. I was planning on having a guest on. I don't have anything particularly planned to talk about. I want to share some news with you. But it's also a chance for you all, and I hope you do this. Oh, that's right. I forgot this also. The phone lines are down to the studio, so we can't take phone calls. So you're stuck with me for a little while, whether you like it or not. And I'm sorry about that. I'd hear from you. You know, that's one of my major things about doing the program, is having people call in and share their stories and information. And golly, I can't take phone calls tonight. So if you bear with me, I'll do the best I can to make it worthwhile to listen while you're out there. I really will. And I'm going to cover some news stories, like I said, to get started. And this is one of those nights. Took me totally by surprise. It really did. I don't know what happened to James. I don't know. We cannot get a hold of him at all, but we tried. But I thought this interesting article here that I want to share with you to start with. Have you noticed when somebody gets sick today, it's always COVID? When's the last time you heard somebody had a cold? Was it sniffles? Or sinus? Or the flu? Last time you heard somebody had anything but COVID? And I know family members, my family members, a lot of them have been vaccinated and boosted and are still getting sick with COVID. Everyone catches COVID. No one gets anything else today. And I thought that's kind of strange, because the CDC quietly drops vaccine status discrimination, finally admits their vaccines do not prevent anyone from getting or spreading the virus. Hey, I'm not making this up. This is not a gateway pundit. This is a real story. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention quietly released new guidelines on the COVID vaccination status this week. For over a year now, the CDC, Joe Biden, Dr. Tony Fauci, Democrats, and the WHO demanded the American population, from primary school-age children to senior citizens, be vaccinated with the government experimental mRNA vaccines. Tens of thousands of Americans in both the public and private sectors lost their employment and household income for defying the government demands and regulation. Over 29,981 people were reportedly killed by the COVID vaccines, according to the Open Vaers website. Over 170,000 hospitalizations have been blamed on the vaccines. Earlier this week, the CDC finally admitted that there is no logical reason to treat vaccinated people differently than unvaccinated people when both can readily get and spread the COVID virus. Now, this is what I said on the CDC website, folks. CDC's COVID-19 prevention recommendations no longer differentiate based on the person's vaccination status, because breakthrough infections occur, though they are generally mild, and persons who have had COVID-19 but are not vaccinated have some degree of protection against severe illness from their previous infection. So if you caught COVID without a vaccine, you're just as vaccinated as those who got the vaccine, and in my opinion, a whole lot more. But they said, and they finally admitted it, that it does not prevent anyone from getting COVID or spreading COVID. Would you say we were played like a fiddle? Would you agree that we have been duped and taken out piece by piece through the ignorance of well, just the facts that we don't want to believe the truth any longer, So why should we get excited about it, right? I mean, what's the use to stand up and say anything? Because we've been led to believe that government can't lie to us. And if you say anything, you're one of those conspiracy theorists. And you know it's all conspiracy theory, don't you? Sure you do. And beyond the COVID, CDC admitting this, this is another government report here, folks, that I'm going to bring to you. This is not from a right-wing, radical terrorist group, okay? It's not. It's from people that supposedly work for the government that should are generally on the other side. COVID database reveals 10,000% increase in cancer reports due to COVID vaccines. Shohavi, whose organization is located in Texas, also made note of the significant number of the cancer cases in the database that were of young people from age 12 up through many young adults in their 20s. Now listen to this, folks. Cancer is growing by leaps and bounds in children as young as 12 and up to young adults in their 20s. Last October, a Swedish lab study found that the spike protein associated with the COVID-19 illness and its experimental vaccines enters the nucleus of cells and significantly interferes with DNA damage repair functions, compromising a person's adaptive immunity and perhaps encouraging the formation of cancer cells. In March 2021, board-certified pathologist Dr. Ryan Cole reported that he was seeing a massive uptick in various autoimmune diseases and cancer in patients who have been COVID vaccinated. Since January 1st in the laboratory, I'm seeing 20 times, let me repeat that, I'm seeing a 20 times increase of endometrial cancers over what I see on the annual basis. In regard to overall adaptive immunity, Cole describes post-vaccine, what we see is a drop in your killer T cells that keep all other viruses in check, leaving the patient susceptible to a variety of illnesses. And January data leaks given by three decorated high-ranking soldiers who are doctors and public health officials is in sworn declarations under penalty of perjury showed enormous spikes in dozens of diseases following COVID vaccine uptake in U.S. military. These included miscarriages up 279%. Hypertension, which is high blood pressure, up 2,281%. Diseases of the nervous system, 1,048% increase. Cancer, 296% increase. VAERS data released by July 29th from CDC reported 1,357,937 total adverse events in the United States after injections of experimental COVID-19 gene-based vaccines, including 29,790 deaths, 247,686 serious injuries between December 14, 2020 and July 22, 2022. Wow. These also include 55,719 permanent disabilities, 50,739 cases of myocarditis, and 14,374 reported cases of shingles. As such figures are based on voluntary reports, it's important to note that they are very likely just the tip of the iceberg in actual figures. Now, folks, that's something to think about. That's just, they said, the tip of the iceberg. A 2010 Harvard executed study commissioned by the Department of Health and Human Services revealed that fewer than 1% of vaccine adverse events are reported to VAERS, and vaccine manufacturer Connaught Laboratories calculated that a 50-fold underreporting of adverse events in a confidential study. So the numbers I gave you are probably 50 times worse. I'm going to share with you an article here in a minute. The show that they do want population control, they want the population cut down by billions, and they're going to do it. They're going to do it. It's just a matter of time. But they're going to do it in so many different ways, it's unbelievable. I'm going to share with you a part of an article here that I received today. Now, this is what it says. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's quite lengthy, but I'm going to read part of it so you can catch what I want to say here. World Economic Forum advisor claims the planet no longer needs the vast majority of the population. This is no longer hidden. This is no longer whispered behind closed doors. This is brought out on Chris Anderson's program. He's a popular TED media group. Folks, this is no longer even hinted at. This is being outright said. Yet the masses still don't understand what's happening here. They're so busy trying to keep food on the table, they don't have time to watch. Their children and grandchildren are going to pay hell for their ignorance. And sad to say, a lot of it is willfulness, because you can take in proof like this, and they still don't want to believe it. They won't talk to you. They don't listen to you. Matter of fact, I have a very sweet lady that supports us in the ministry once in a while. Her first name is Yvonne, who was asked to leave her church because she left the pastor some information about what's going on. They asked her to leave her church. Her family called her too religious. She lost family and friends because of her stand. And folks, I don't know what I can add to that, except God bless Yvonne's heart. Someday she'll be rewarded for her stance and for what it costs her to lose her family. Losing your family and friends is nothing compared to losing your soul. Understand that. Let me read to you part of this article here. As a potential remedy to economically... Now listen, I'm going to go slow with this. As a potential remedy to economically obsolete people, Yuval Noah Harari proposed government redistribution of wealth, not just nationally, but globally. Top World Economics Forum advisor Yuval Noah Harari recently declared that the world does not need the vast majority of the current population due to technological advances. He's talking about me. He's talking about you. Especially if you're over age, we'll say 65. You're starting to live off the system. Now, forget that you paid into it all your life. That's already gone. That's been already. That was squandered before you and I were born, basically. So get used to that idea. You're obsolete. And that isn't all he calls you. Harry made a bold declaration in an interview with Chris Anderson, head of the popular TED media group, echoing past predictions of a useless class of unemployable humans. Repeat that. He said, you're obsolete. Now you're useless. Does that ring the bell of satanic activity? Does it? For many, many years, we called unborn babies useless. We killed them by the millions and millions and threw them in trash cans and burned them in incinerators. The Supreme Court has now overturned Roe v. Wade. About 75 million babies too late. Babies are still being murdered, and states are trying to stop murdering children, being overruled by judges. Pro-life clinics are trying to help people, young ladies, had the babies take care of them, are being firebombed, and no one's been caught or even accused of doing it. Oh, my friends, this is America, and to come to this situation under my watch and under your watch. But back to the article. Harry suggested that in the departure from the 20th century, when the big heroes of political systems prevailingly narratives were always the common people. Now in the 21st century, people are no longer part of the story of the future. Let me repeat that. People are no longer part of the story of the future. Instead, according to Harari, they have been replaced by artificial intelligence and displaced by high-tech economy. One more time. They've been replaced by AI and displaced by high-tech economy. The author lecturer presented to Anderson the hypothesis that anxiety about being displaced in a future economy by AI and a highly educated tech class is partly at the root of the world's disillusionment and backlash against the liberal order. Part of what might be going on is people realize, and they're correct in thinking that, the future doesn't need me. Did you hear what I said? Said people are thinking the future doesn't need them. He said they're right. They're not needed. This Harari is a sodomite dog. He's scum. He's pervert. He's a piece of trash. Piece of filth. They should be wiped off the sole of our feet. not the sole of his shoes. But he's telling you that you're obsolete, that you're useless. And you're thinking right when you think the future doesn't need you. He goes on to say, maybe if they are nice, they will throw some crumbs my way, like universal basic income. But it's much worse psychologically to feel that you are useless than to feel that you are exploited, Harari said. Now, fast forward to the early 21st century, when we just don't need the vast majority of the population, Harari continued, because the future is about developing more and more sophisticated technology like artificial intelligence and bioengineering. Folks, bioengineering was started thousands of years ago when the sons of God, when the devils were cast out and they had intercourse with human women and brought forth, well, geniuses and giants. This is the first time it's happened. You know, we laugh at all the mythology in the past of, you know, half horse, half man, different things. I don't know if that was mythology or not. I'm beginning to think it really was part of what they did in the culture in the past. But let's move on. Harari added that these technologies increasingly will make redundant whatever people are still doing which is useful. Okay, repeat that now. Harari said that these technologies will increasingly make redundant or useless whatever people are still doing which is useful. It will make it thus possible to replace the people. So they'll make AI, which is demonic control powers, that will take your place, and what you do will become redundant. You won't need you any longer. Well, conceded to Anderson that technologies such as AI will open up a new and more interesting jobs, Harari argued, it's not clear that many humans will be able to do them because they require high skills and a lot of education. That's pretty straightforward, I think. I don't think he made any qualms about that. I think he said just the way he wanted to. He's just called us obsolete, useless, redundant. I mean, that's about as clear as you make it. I can't see you make it any clearer than that. That should make you understand just what you think of the life forms of what we call people on Earth. Anderson doggedly proposed ways in which human beings could, he suggested, should continue to play a vital part in the world economy, or at least society. So again, trying to displease, apply some sort of more hopeful spin on this, a lot of the jobs that are being displaced are actually kind of boring jobs that don't really tap into the core of what the human is, Anderson said. We want to point out that when you step back, there's no shortage of things that need to be done, including addressing the world's millions of lonely people. People are really good at making lonely people not feel lonely, and pretty much anyone can do that, Anderson said. You know, communities are a mess. Pretty much anyone who lives somewhere could do, in principle, something to make a community better. They could paint a fence or do some voluntary service or whatever. Harari in turn argued, in order to recognize activities like community building and raising families as jobs, we need a new economic and social model. When Anderson asked Harari whether he sees any solution to that problem other than more tax redistribution by the government, Harari replied, that's the traditional role, government. When the market isn't efficient enough in redistributing the wealth, then this is the job of the government. Folks, you hear what he's saying? I said this at the Bible study that weekend. Government at its best, I don't care how good government is a leech on a healthy body. All governments, local, state, federal, makes no difference. City, but make no difference, are leeches on a healthy body. Even justified taxes, to say, for example, to hire a sheriff and maybe some deputies for justified duties that are constitutional and biblical, still takes leeching from the people, their goods, to take care of these people. So all governments are just made leeches. And what they're promoting, and have been promoting in this country for decades, let the leech suck more from the people. Because government produces nothing. They make nothing. They have no products. They only suck off the people to feed themselves, and they won't starve as long as there's a little bit of blood left in our bodies. These people will not starve, I promise you. Harari went so far as to suggest that wealth would need to be redistributed globally so that the profits of tech companies in the U.S. and China could benefit people in countries less advanced in the tech domain. I would say that the biggest problem by far is not on the national level, it's on the global level, said Harari, who added that while he can envision redistribution of wealth from tech giants in California to mothers in Pennsylvania, he does not see that wealth being redistributed to Honduras or Mexico or Brazil. And I wonder why that is. Eventually, Anderson pointed to the irreplaceable mole of human beings, asking Harari, is there any scenario where we could write ourselves back into this story in quite an important way as being the only things in the universe that we know of that are actually capable of things that matter most in the universe, i.e. love, joy, creativity, the sort of feeling of peace you talked about. Technology can't advise us on what are things deepest in our hearts. We should not let it. We should retain control. In fact, make our technology in service to those things. And in a sense, the relationship between the technology and us, technology should regard sentient things as gods that have superpowers. It knows nothing. Is that ridiculous? Harari did not directly address Anderson's point, but honed in on the question of sentience and consciousness as the most important question in this regard and the greatest riddle of science. Harari's evasion of the question may stem from his less transcendent view of human beings as reflected in his claim that Homo sapiens ruled the world because it is the only animal that can believe in things that exist purely in its own imagination, such as gods, states, money, and human rights, a backbone idea of his book, Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind. This idea is echoed in his famous assertion that we should get used to the idea that we are no longer mysterious souls, but are hackable animals. But now, hackable animals. As a top advisor to the WF head of founder Klaus Schwab, Harari's view that the world now holds an abundance of useless people, together with its open degradation of human beings, is equivalent to animals, raises the question of whether WF's aims are shaped by such a view, and if so, to what extent. After we're going to take a break in a second, I'll finish up with the break this article, folks, because this is so important. This is what they think of you and I. If you're not one of the elite, you're not one of them. And folks, the masses are not part of the elite. No matter how much we think individual lives are important, to them, they're something to be used up, cast aside, and when finished, destroyed. It's that easy. I read it to you right from their own words. We'll get after break because I'll finish up with this information because you want to hear the rest of this. And I'm sorry we can't get the guests on today or to have no phone lines open, but we're doing the best we can, folks. I promise. Don't go away.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps Call to Decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Hey, folks, we're back. It's just you and I tonight, and some good news. We do have one phone line open. So if you'd like to call in, only one at a time, but if you want to call in and somebody's already at the line busy, wait till the person gets off with me and call in. You can call us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. How do you like being called useless, folks? I mean, really, obsolete. As a top advisor to WEF's head and founder, Klaus Schwab. Remember Klaus Schwab said, by 2030, you own nothing and be happy? Well, that's 7 years away. Hires view that the world now holds an abundance of useless people. Again, abundance of useless people, together with his open degradation of human beings as equivalent to animals, raise a question of whether WEF's aims are shaped by such a view, and if so, to what extent? Indeed, the WEF arguably places the environment, and not human beings per se, as the center of its priorities. It has partnered with abortion, that means pro-murder, and pro-contraception in the United Nations, and the WEF's Great Reset agenda has raised concerns of the collateral damage to the livelihoods and well-being of people around the world. For instance, some argue that the WEF seeks the premature relinquishing of fossil fuel sources in favor of green, but expensive and unreliable energy sources in such a matter as to curb overall energy usage and hurt the entire economics via a ripple effect. More evidence of such worldview is WEF's endorsement of COVID lockdowns, which resulted in waves of lost jobs, massive spikes in depression, upticks in domestic abuse, and other harmful effects. In fact, WEF called for more stringent lockdowns despite such worldwide misery and praised the lockdowns for their effect of reduction of greenhouse gas emissions and pollutions. So what they're saying is, I'm being polite here, is to hell with people. Shut them down. And cut back on greenhouse emissions and gas emissions and pollution. So let's just shut them down. Let them starve to death. Let them do what they want to do. Let them become depressed. But just get rid of them. We don't need them. That's what that boils down to, folks. Like your lump, but that's what they're saying. You and I are useless to them. We are just cattle. We're lower than cattle. We're just property that can be disposed of at their whim. And believe me, folks, that's exactly what they want to do. Why do you think we've had over 100 food processing plants and manufacturing plants of food and the distribution centers burned or destroyed in about a year and a half? Why do you think it's happening? Do you think it's all coincidence? Oh, now, preacher, you're not a conspiracy theorist and nut, are you? No, sir, ma'am, I am not. I am very much a truthful individual. I seek facts, and I tell you facts. We've been taking down step by step. The Netherlands, which is the second largest producer of food in the world. I didn't know that about a month ago. The Netherlands are the second largest producer of food in the world, are shutting down their farms. I'm going to share it with you. And if you think this is all coincidence, believe me, it's not. Idaho said there's going to be a shortage of potatoes this year. Really, because of drought. They said, watch for price of potatoes to go up, or we'll be running out of potatoes about the end of August. And believe it's not, they're warning about a scarcity of tomato products like sauces and different things, because California has been in such a dry spell that the tomatoes aren't growing. Now, I know this all sounds all weird and all kinds of ideas. It seemed like they're just flaky ideas. But when's the last time you went to the store and couldn't find potatoes? Or could afford to buy them? Potatoes have been a staple in everybody's meal in this food for how many hundreds of years? This is not a coincidence. But the nation that supplies is the second largest supplier of food in the world. Netherlands to shut down 11,200 farms to meet climate goals. So he said, if you have followed my reporting, you probably know about the protest happening in the Netherlands. Tens of thousands of farmers have taken to the streets to protest against new climate goals, which will force farmers to shut down their farms. They have set hay bales on fire on motorways and dumped manure and even blocked supermarket distribution centers. According to the calculations done by the Finance Ministry, a whopping 11,200 livestock farmers will be forced to shut down by the government to reduce nitrogen emissions in order to meet European environmental rules. Another 17,600 farmers will need to reduce the amount of animals they keep to meet these animal, these climate goals. And this is bad because there are about 54,000 farms in the Netherlands, meaning that around one-fifth of all farms will be forced to shut down, and almost all one-third of the farms will be forced to scale down and reduce the livestock. Meanwhile, meaning that thousands of, and thousands of farmers will be losing their livelihoods in order to meet government climate goals. They're literally going to make people lose their livelihoods in order to meet climate goals. That is crazy. Not only that, think about all the food that will be lost as a result of this. We are already facing a food crisis due to sky-high fertilizer prices and grain shortages due to the war in Ukraine. And, folks, that's only a little part of the problem. We know COVID was the biggest problem this. We need more food now, not less. The climate change fanatics are trying to bring us back to the Middle Ages. The state is planning on forcing farmers to sell their farms to the state, buying them out. State sanctioned appropriation of farms and land. Now, where have I heard about that kind of thing before? Oh, yes, under communism. I told you that this climate communism and that the Great Reset is just another word for global communism. The Great Reset, folks, is also called the Beast System. Yeah, it is. Now, we have one line open, like I said, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I don't know exactly how much clearer we can make these things than to share what we're sharing with you right now. I mean, these things are coming down the pike, folks, at such a speed that it's almost unbelievable that, that people are not seeing this to the point that you're getting disturbed. They're getting frustrated, maybe a little bit angry. Nothing wrong with that. Anger is a good thing, folks, when it's righteous anger. And there is righteous anger. There's no absolutely no reason to believe that a man or woman cannot become righteously angry to defend the family, feed the family, and when tyrants are trying to destroy them, call them useless, obsolete, and whatever word you want to use, and want to trash them and throw them to the side that includes your children, why not? And if you think that the government doesn't realize that people are getting angry, you already know this. This was passed thanks to our senator here in West Virginia, good old Governor Manchin. I'm sorry, Senator Manchin, who had never voted for in the first place, certainly won't vote for in the future either. Senator Manchin was the 50th vote to pass the so-called inflation bill. Cut back on inflation, which will do nothing of the sort. But one thing it did do very heavily is arm the IRS. That's what they did. They absolutely armed the IRS. Now, understand this, folks. We have Board of Education, education system being armed. We have Farm Bureau being armed. We have all manner of federal agencies arming themselves for the first time. Why would that be? Why would all of a sudden all these agencies need guns? Are they seeing something that we haven't, that you haven't seen yet? Are they seeing the fact that people are getting angry and maybe they're not going to tolerate this any longer? Are they expecting an uprising? Could they want an uprising? What if they arrest Trump? They're going to probably arrest Trump. And people are already threatening the FBI. Matter of fact, in Arizona, I think in Phoenix, armed protesters outside the IRS office, I'm sorry, FBI's office in Phoenix, were there protesting what they did to Mar-a-Lago. What if they arrested Trump? What then? Let's go to PA and talk to Art. Art, come on in. Welcome.
Evening, Butch.
Evening, sir.
Hey, for the audience, don't forget, next month is Butch's birthday, so make sure you send him lots of cards.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. It is. And Marcia's too, by the way. Yeah. Thank you.
And also next month, I just learned not too long ago, Sunday, September 11th is the National Day of Prayer and Fasting. I wanted to make sure people knew that.
Thank you. I did not know that. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. There's been a lot. You talked about Klaus Schwab's, how we're going to own nothing and be happy. Well, the one thing, the part of the equation you left out is how we're not all going to eat bugs.
Oh, yeah.
All this talk
absolutely.
Fairly recently.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, there's been all this talk recently about people resorting to eating bugs? Well, yesterday at the flea market, I picked up a book, and it's called Projection for Survival, written by Leon Bates. I have no idea who that is, but I read a lot of it last night. The very first chapter is called The Coming Food Famine. And I'll read a little bit to you. It says, the very first thing it says is, how would you like to have a nice big dish of beetles for your next meal?
Beetles and rice. Beetles and rice sound real nice, don't they? Beetles and rice. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, and what I forgot to mention, this is all recent talk. This book was copyrighted, get this, in 1977.
Wow.
So apparently this idea is not all that new. I think you may remember in a letter I wrote to you, I think it was in Latvia, there is a candy company that is recently coming out with a candy bar made of bugs. Now, anyway, on the next page, keep in mind this is from 1977, there is a newspaper headline here that says, L.A. police training for food riots.
Uh-huh.
They knew back then? I don't know.
Uh-huh. Well, I do know that Canada supermarkets all over the country in Canada are putting up protein bars made out of cricket protein.
Yeah, I remember you I think you mentioned, or somebody else mentioned that recently, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, I mean, that's what we're heading for.
The one thing I should mention about this book, it is loaded with this mentions of this nonsense about a pre-trib rapture. But folks, if you can stomach that, you can get through it. I mean, there's so many things in here that they're happening right now. It's kind of startling. So if you can stomach all the pre-trib rapture stuff, it's worth a look if you can find it.
It's probably kind of hard to find. That's an old book.
Yeah, it is. I'll give somebody a hint here. It's it was self-copyrighted. The guy, let's see. Yeah, it says copyright by Leon Bates. Okay. Well, it does say Bible Believers Evangelistic Association in Dallas, Texas. I have no idea if they still even exist, but
okay,
it's worth a look.
Well, thank you, Art, for the heads up, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. May God bless.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Now, folks, the phone line's open again. You still call, and I got time, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Yeah, grocery stores are now hiring armed guards. Mm-hmm. So, the IRS, among many other federal agencies, the IRS especially now, thanks to Senator Manchin and Vice President Harris, who have passed this so-called law, the IRS is going to hire 87,000 more troops. Agents. I'm sorry. Well, whatever. And they must carry a gun and use deadly force if deemed necessary. I'm not making this up, folks. This is for real. This is going to be the new Gestapo, what it boils down to. The special agents will be part of the IRS Criminal Investigation Division, described as the service's law enforcement branch, which is designed to combine accounting skills with law enforcement skills to investigate financial crimes. Now, let me make this point very quickly, folks. Listen, Brittany, now listen, and don't take my word for it. Check it out. The IRS is not government. It is a private corporation, for-profit corporation, working for another for-profit corporation called the Federal Reserve. It's a collection arm for the Federal Reserve, my friends. Understand this. These are not government agencies. Now, neither one of them are government agencies. They are private corporations for profit. They don't have the authority to make laws, pass laws, or enforce laws. But who knows and who cares? Let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Booch.
Yes, sir.
Hey, speaking about books, I came across a book today. I'd like to get this guy on as a guest. The title of the book is called Alive After the Fall of Babylon. Of course, he ties Babylon in the United States. But there's a prophecy in Isaiah 47:5. You got to read this verse.
Okay.
Sit thou silent, get thee into darkness, O daughter of Chaldeans. Thou shalt no more called the Lady of the Kingdoms. And he ties in sitting in the darkness. We're going to be hit with an EMP attack. And his counsel is how you can survive after. He gives you common sense advice how to survive without electricity. And I'll tell you, it's a sobering book, the little bit I read of it. But his name's Alexander Kane. He's a professor of scriptures at Arkansas University. His last name's C-A-I-N. I think you'd make a great guest, Pastor Butch. You got to get this guy. It's called Alive After the Fall. He told you how to prepare.
Can you send me information on that? Can you send me an email or something, or write me a quick note and send to me information on that?
Okay, what's your email?
CTDM. That stands for Call to Decision Ministries. CTDM at hotmail.com.
I'll try to do this. And just remember, it's called Alive After the Fall by Alexander Kane. Everybody listen, check out that book. I believe this prophecy in Isaiah 47:5 says, sit thou silent and get thee in darkness, O Lady of the Kingdoms. Check it out, Isaiah 47:5.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. And be sure to let me know. I mean, send me information. I'll try to see what I can find out about that. Thank you so much, Bruce. Anything else?
No, I just wanted to tell you about this guy. I thought Steve Quayle's website today, and boy, I tell you, 90% of the people die after this happens. If we go without electricity, it's going to destroy the country, man.
Well, of course it is. Of course it could happen. Now, that puts back in 1800s. You're breaking up, Bruce. You're breaking up.
Oh, okay. Well, they haven't protected us against this happening. They haven't hardened the grid to prevent it. Something like if they put a nuke over the center of the country, it could easily happen. It's an enemy of our country.
Well, if it happens, believe me, it'll put the whole country insane because people won't know what to do with that cell phones and the computers. So you're right. Good call. Anything else, Bruce?
Check out Isaiah 47, verse 5. It says, sit thou silent and get thee in darkness, O Lady of the Kingdoms.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bruce. Right. Good call. Thank you. Yeah. Folks, we have time for another call. If you hurry, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now, back very quickly about the IRS. These IRS is offering to pay a salary from over $50,000 to over $89,000 per year for this position. Okay? And they raise the money through $80 billion and more taxes on the people. They will be auditing people of lower middle class, middle class and lower. They'll hire 87,000 new employees, which will make them larger than the Pentagon, State Department, FBI, and Border Patrol combined. That, my friends, is a standing army. That's what the Americans fought when King George came in and housed troops among them in their homes. Well, these may not be in our homes, per se, but they're living among us, and we're feeding them. Did you hear what I said? So, the Biden administration claimed on Tuesday that no one making under $400,000 per year will face new audits as a result of the funding. Notably, an amendment to the bill that would have forced the IRS to follow that standard, limiting new audits to make $400,000 or more year per year, failed in the Senate, 50-50 vote. So now they're going to come. Now listen, according to IRS data, more than half the audits performed in 2021 targeted taxpayers making less than $75,000 a year. The Washington Post said over 40% of audits were aimed at taxpayers who received the earned income tax credit, which is major to help reduce poverty. So folks are coming for the little guys, of which I are one, and you probably are too. And talk about an army that can take you down. If they don't like you, if you're saying things that makes them angry, if you're saying things that they don't agree with, if you're saying things against their policies, what better way to take you down than through the IRS and their armed goons? Now, there is a bill out of Florida. A gentleman, a representative out of Florida, has put a bill forth to disarm the IRS. But I think for the time being, it just ain't going to happen because too many people are in control of the Senate and the House that want this to happen. After November, I don't know, folks. But I've said this many times, I'll say it again. Unless we repent before God, I said we, the church, especially the church, for allowing this stuff to happen and being sound asleep whenever we're told to have our eyes wide open and to show the truth, unless we repent, there'll be no healing of this land. I don't care who gets in office in November. I don't care if the Republicans take over both houses by a vast majority. Unless repentance comes first, it's not going to heal the land. Oh, it may delay some things. But the land cannot be healed, folks, without repentance before God Almighty. It cannot be healed until the church itself realizes that they have to serve God rather than man. It cannot be healed. I don't know why the church can't see that. I don't know why we keep thinking we can vote somebody in office and change this. We can put some good people in office, folks, but God cannot heal the land without repentance because He cannot forgive a sin that's not been repented of. And the church's greatest sins are no longer sins of commission necessarily, but omission. We have done nothing as a whole to stop this evil juggernaut from taking over the world. America, yes, but the world also. We have preachers today that are afraid to speak up and say anything about anything because they're afraid they'll lose their status, their tax-exempt status. They're afraid they'll lose their friends. They may lose congregation. As Yvonne was asked to leave a church because she showed the preacher some facts. Folks, this is America today. This is the world today. What are you going to do about it? I didn't stutter. What are you going to do about it? Folks, I'm one man. I cannot do much, but I can at least expose it. That's my job on the radio as a pastor and a preacher, is to bring forth and expose this evil and to warn the people. I'm to warn you that the enemy's at the gates. If I don't warn you, the blood's on my hands. I'm warning you, the enemy's not only at the gates, that's inside the city. They're now among us. And the elite, the tyrants, are hiring more and more armies to overrun us. Yeah. It's like the Mennonites did the Israelites when they come in and took all their crops every year. Like grasshoppers coming in, swarming through the land. They're doing the same thing to us now. The same thing. Eat out our substance. Steal our goods. Make us miserable. Keep us in poverty. Keep us under control. Folks, again, government is a leech. Your congressman and senator, no matter how good they may be, are living off, actually, not living off your funds, or living off International Monetary Fund. They're paid, not by you. But your tax dollars fund the IMF and others, too, so in a sense you are. But this is America today. Because the churches have become silent. The pastors have become dumb dogs who cannot bark. That's America today. Folks, to see you tomorrow night. The Lord willing, the guests will be with us tomorrow night. Nothing happens. Have a great evening. God bless you. We love y'all. Bye-bye.
Get on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.